Hello, hello. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. I play women in country music, and today, doing albums and songs released in 1986, which is 40 years ago. And yeah, it's like sort of a theme I've been doing. I did like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and now 40 years ago. And I think this is a pretty fun playlist. I really enjoy older country. 90s is kind of outside my comfort zone, but 80s, and then next week going back to 70s, it's much more my vibe. So I'm pretty excited. And we will get to that after our PSA, once I find it. Very happy. It feels like the AC may be back on today. Yay. PSA of my own. Well, I'm also a record librarian. If you didn't know, WMUC has potentially the largest record collection on the East Coast. We have probably over 30,000, maybe 40,000 records, mostly promos from back in the day when DJs were actually disc jockeys. So we don't have a lot of stuff like post-90s, but 50s through 80s, we have a ton. And we try to do a record sale, and we haven't had one in over a year, but we will be back on Tuesday from 4 to 7 on McKeldin in front of the library. So come out. We have some pretty unique stuff at a relatively reasonable price. And yeah, I think it's super cool. We only sell records that we have duplicates of. We never get rid of an original. So don't worry. But we have a lot of duplicates, and we're willing to give them away at a reasonable price. Anyways, here's our PSA.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Alrighty. So like I said, today we're doing songs from 1986, which I actually essentially exhausted albums I could find by women that were country related released in 1986. You go back farther in time, and country was really dominated by men. Not that it isn't now, but it really was then. And you know, people weren't like releasing independently so much back then, so I don't know that we're gonna get through all the songs I found, but it was like actually like encompassing of all the albums. So yeah. But of course my Wi-Fi doesn't want to work again today. Yeah, I was gonna say about the record sale, it's all different kinds of genres. We have a lot of jazz, we have a lot of funk. You know, of course you've got rock and stuff, but we really have a lot of different things, and it's pretty cool. We also have record team meetings, which I think we will have tonight, assuming it is not insanely hot in there. And they are at 6:30 p.m. on Thursdays. So yeah. All right, so now we'll get started with the music. The first song today is Fly By Night by Nancy Griffith. It was her it was on her album The Last of the True Believers, and she's pretty cool. My mom is a huge fan of her music and has a lot of her CDs, I'm pretty sure including this one, so shout out to you. All right, here it is.
Oh, it's just another summer morning. Maybe somewhere in this town the heat is rising. Oh, and I know where you spent last night. You can stop apologizing. And you say you've been out just looking around this town. Well, I don't want to know exactly what you found, because tonight I'm going out on these streets to watch the lonely hearts go by. Yeah.
Alrighty. Got a lot of upbeat ones to get us started. That was Emmylou Harris, her song Sweetheart of the Pines, off her 13th album, 13. Very creative name. Emmylou Harris is a super prolific country singer and pretty well respected. I thought that one was pretty grooving. Up next, we'll hear a song that actually was not released in 1986. It was released in 1985, but like I said, I really, you know, exhausted my options. And it's a Juice Newton song, but it was released in October 1985, so when I was looking for 1986 songs, this album came up because it was charting into 1986 because it was so late of a release in 85. And I figure, when am I going to go back and do a 1985 show? I don't know that I'm going to have the show still in 9 years, you know? So I thought it was fine. But Juice Newton is only debatably a country artist as well. She's more of a rock artist. But I think she's pretty cool. And this song is called Old Flame. It is the title of the album as well.
Operator won't let you talk at all, and she said, you want me to pay? Oh, well, it ain't nothing new, it fits right with my picture of you, but tonight you're gonna find out what these tears are all about. This old flame went out, you never thought you'd be the one. Think you know what I'm talking about? This old flame went out. You went to get a cigarette. That was last July. You didn't get on yet, and now you expect me to bail you out. You call me collect.
Memories, boxcars go flying by with all my dreams inside.
side. Ooh, train of memories. Ooh, train of memories. I see you waving, hear you say goodbye. Rolling down the tracks of the tears you made me cry. Ooh, train of memories.
Kathy Mattea with her song Train of Memories off her, I believe, third album, Walk the Way the Wind Blows, which is, I would say, a big step up from her first two albums. She's from West Virginia. She's the child of a coal miner, kind of like Loretta Lynn, although they're style is very different. Up next, speaking of Loretta Lynn, we'll hear from Loretta Lynn's sister, Crystal Gayle. She's a much younger sister, and they had very different sounds. Loretta's pretty traditional country, but Crystal was definitely like a very 80s ballad kind of style. Which, yeah, is not necessarily my thing all the time, but I don't know. When I was preparing songs for this show, I was enjoying the 80s sound. But yeah, this is what she'd had a lot of albums by this point. I don't know which album exactly this was, but it's definitely not her first. And the album was called Straight to the Heart, and the song is called Only Love Can Save Me Now.
The moon done stole my heart. I've gone so far. out in my garden. Warm summer days were here to stay. But autumn came and winter followed. My flowers died, the birds flew away. Oh, here today, gone tomorrow.
Alrighty, that one was a little different sounding than the other ones we'll hear today. I wasn't quite sure where to fit it in, because that is Hazel Dickens with one of her more famous songs, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. And she was pretty unique in that time period for the bluegrass style music she was making, especially as a woman. And I saw like a comment on Rate Your Music that said that she deserves the level of recognition of Loretta and Dolly and people like that, and she's not as prolific as them, so I don't know. I don't think it's a great comparison, because I think she's obviously kind of doing something different, but I do agree that she should be much more famous than she is. She was from West Virginia, and she wrote a lot of songs about unionization and women's rights and you know, the struggle of coal miners and things like that. And so she was a pretty powerful songwriter. And yeah, she was, especially in by the 80s, sort of unique in that way. So she's pretty awesome. That's her album, It's Hard to Tell the Singer from the Song. We'll go in a pretty different direction now to Reba McEntire. With her album Whoever's in New England. This is one of her kind of classic albums, it seems. When I was looking on Apple Music, it was listed as one of her essential albums, and this was one of the hit songs off of it. This was the title track, and it's definitely a ballad. I'm not always a huge fan of the ballads, like I mentioned before, and I really don't know much of Reba's catalog, even though she is super, super prolific. But, you know, I mean, she has an undeniably pretty impressive voice, and I thought this song was sort of interesting. So, this is Whoever's in New England.
Spend an awful lot of time in Massachusetts. Seems like every other week you've got a meeting waiting there. Business must be booming, or could something else be moving in the air up there? You say that it's important for our future, an executive on his way up has got to play the part. And each time duty calls, you gotta give it all you've got with all your heart. Whoever's in New England's through with you. I hear the winter time up north can last forever, and I've been told it's beautiful to see this time of year. They say the snow can blind you till the world you left behind just disappears. I hear. I've packed your bags and left them in the hallway. But before you leave again, there's just one thing you ought to know. When the icy wind blows through you, remember that it's me who feels the cold most of all. When whoever's in New England's through with you, oh, in Boston finds better things to do. Oh, you know it's not too late, and you'll always have a place to come back to.
That was Holly Dunn with her first album, which was self-titled, and her first kind of hit song, Daddy's Hands, which was obviously a tribute to her father, and it was a Father's Day gift to him, which was kind of sweet. Holly Dunn, I believe, was relatively older when her career started. I think she was about 30 when her first album came out, which is comparatively older to start your career. She had a nice voice. She only recorded kind of for about 10 years. But yeah. Up next, we have Tanya Tucker with her album, Girls Like Me, which I really enjoy the title track off this album, but I've played it before, and I essentially have a rule that I will not replay songs, and I don't think I've broken that rule yet, exactly. But yeah, I like to find different things, so it's a different song off that album called It's Only Over For You, which I believe was one of the singles off the album. This was somewhat later in her career. She was a child star. I think she was 13 when her hit song Delta Dawn came out, and by the 80s she was sort of falling off. Although I think there's some really good songs on this album, but I do agree with what I saw someone else comment that, you know, everything in the 80s had a certain styling, which I don't even know that was necessarily, like, her decision to style things that way, but that was sort of the way of the time, so I think a lot of these songs would have sounded better without the 80s style to them, but, you know, it's fun to look back on. So, here is Tanya Tucker.
I knew I'd see you tonight, here at our old rendezvous. I'm at the mercy of old memories. You got your somebody new. You may wonder why I keep coming back with this heart so broken in two. Any fool can see with one look at me that it's only over for you. It's only over for you. No, I'm not the one who found somebody. It's only over for you.
over. But your blue eyes have never lost a fool. One kiss and I'm right back believing. Oh, no one mends a broken heart like you.
Okay, that was Barbara Mandrell with her song No One Mends a Broken Heart Like You off her 17th album, Moments. Barbara Mandrell was super popular in the 70s and 80s. She had a very sort of polished country style. Even though, despite her popularity, I don't think I've ever played her on the show before, even though done a lot of older music, but I tend to lean more towards country that's a little rock sounding or folk sounding, and like I said, she's got a very polished sound, so I don't actually really know her catalog, but she's kind of cool. She had her own like primetime show in the 80s that included like song and dance and different things. And that was already done by the time this album came out. So this album was starting to be towards the end of her career. But, yeah. Let's see what we have up next. Up next, we have Cowboy Junkies. I think that's our only repeat from last week. Because their first album was 40 years ago, and it was almost entirely covers, except for this one song, Take Me, was an original that I believe Margot and Michael Timmins wrote together. Yeah, let's see, we have 10 more minutes, so we'll play these two songs and then come back on and chat for a minute. Well, actually, I'll play this one song and then I'll come on and chat. I'm back, like I said I'd be. We'll have two more songs today. They'll be fun, very 80s. First up, we'll have Sweethearts of the Rodeo, which was a duo of sisters, the Oliver sisters. And they named themselves after the Byrds album, which is a very good album. And they released four albums between... this was their first album, and then their last one was 1991, so in a span of 5 years, they churned out four albums, and then were essentially never heard from again. But they were discovered by Emmylou Harris, and she got them connected with a record label. And we'll hear a song off that first album called Hey Doll Baby. And then the last song we will hear today... I think we'll have time, is Anne Murray with her song Gotcha. This is something like her 10th album, Something to Talk About. And she's mostly like adult contemporary. She's considered country, but I don't know. It's kind of adult contemporary. She's Canadian and she writes a lot of like ballady stuff. So. Yeah, thanks for tuning in today. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. If you missed, I was doing all songs from 1986, songs released 40 years ago, and, yeah, it's been fun. Next week we'll probably do 1976, which I think will be even more fun. Very much looking forward to that. So, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you again soon. Bye. Baby,
'Cause I'll make you see.